for Maccabi. Played there for about 2-3 months. Enjoyed my summer, worked very hard all summer. Went to Philippines the last couple months, and you know, I've just been relaxing, enjoying life, and, you know, trying to get better every single day.
Philippines are a basketball crazy country, right? Like, mm-hmm. Do you remember anything, any cool experiences from your time there?
Oh yeah, the fans up there. I've been there before, okay. So I know exactly how the culture is. I know how much they love basketball, and just to go back, you know, I feel like, you know, they're family. So I wanted to go back before the season, since I was open and free, and I didn't go to training camp. And it was fun. You know, my family enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. People in Philippines enjoyed it, and so it was a good experience.
Is this your first time back in Salt Lake since then? What's it like to be back, I guess?
It's good. You know, I actually came in today and I seen a lot of familiar faces, including you. So, you know, it's always good to see, you know, everybody remember my time here, remember how hard I played in defense, and, you know, they let me know today, and I was telling them I appreciate them as well.
Is that kind of what you need to do in order to get back to the NBA level, is kind of be who you are?
I think people know who I am. You know, I come out, I play hard, and I've been playing hard for a long, long time. I'm not trying to prove nothing, you know, I'm just trying to show my growth and my maturity and, you know, my poise, you know, with a lot of young guys in the G League, you know, how fast they're playing. Just want to show my poise and my maturity.
With the current D League salary level, does your time in Tel Aviv and in the Philippines help you financially too? I know you're raising a family too. Is that kind of the goal there, is to be able to do that?
Well, you know what? I got promises. You know, I made promises, and I really don't look at the money right now. You know, luckily I've done well, you know, outside of basketball. And right now, you know, it's just about, you know, fulfilling those promises, getting back to where I belong.
You talked about the importance of showing poise and maturity. How long does it take as a pro basketball player? How long did it take you to make sure that you could stay level during all situations? Because you keep moving up, down, things can change so quickly.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I came and I was younger. I scored the ball a lot. You know, I was trying to get to the line 15 times if I possibly could. Now, you know, at this level, I feel like guys know exactly what I can do. And hopefully when somebody goes down, you know, I'll be one of the first guys to they pick up the phone to call. And for me to do that, I got to stay healthy as well. So, you know, I'm just out here trying to show, continue to play hard, you know, in the locker room, you know, trying to, talk to the younger guys and let them know my experiences and help them in any kind of way they possibly can on and off the court. So that's my role right now, and hopefully, you know, when somebody goes down, I'll be the first person they call.
What's the difference in the level of competition from playing with the Jazz to playing down here in the D League?
The level is it's night and day. You know, right now, you know, guys, they're good out here, you know, but in the NBA, it's the NBA. You know, guys are quicker, and, you know, even when I can get to the cup in here, you know, that's not really realistic in the NBA, so I dump it down. You know, the biggest comment, I'm dumping down to the dunkers and trying to find the right reads that's going to be transferring to the NBA so like the scouts can see it.
Now that you've been in the NBA, you're changing how you play in the D League.
Exactly.
I know before then you tried to get to the rim. You got fouled a lot in your first stint there.
Yeah, I feel like that's unrealistic at times, and it's a false insecurity because, you know, last year when I was playing in the NBA, you know, I played a lot of minutes. And, you know, you can get to the cup, but, you know, it's going to be a tough one. You got a floater. But most of the time that man's coming, and you got to find the guys who are open. And that's what I'm trying to do here.
You feel like my guys better. You feel like you're doing it. I mean, it's tough to gauge, but a pretty adequate job of mentally simulating.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a very good job of mentally simulating. You know, same here. The guys of the rotations are coming, and I'm hitting the big man. I'm going to try to hit the wing in the corner three every single time. So guys can know exactly what my mentality is and what I'm trying to do.
Thanks, Elijah.
Thanks. Bye.